It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferrett.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we'll take a look at why so few people passed the GED last year after recent revisions to the test.
First, the State Department of Natural Resources will be taking a new look at the health and environmental effects, among other things, of one of Wisconsin's fastest growing industries, frac sand mining.
The announcement came yesterday after the group Midwest Environmental Advocates filed a petition with the DNR. The group asked them to conduct a strategic analysis of the industry, one that would study the economic and environmental impact, along with other issues related to quality of life.
Joining us now to tell us more about what the DNR will be looking at is Kimberly Wright. She's the executive director of Midwest Environmental Advocates. Kimberly, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for asking.
So why was it important for the DNR to take a closer look at the state's frac sand industry?
Well, as you said, it's a fast-growing industry. It's literally a landscape-scale transformation of communities, and there's been really no study of cumulative impacts. So, for instance, in Trempealeau County, that's where the highest concentration of frac sand mines is. And as there's been permitting decisions made, they're made looking at one facility as if it exists on its own with, and, you know, just the, there's so many issues and such a high concentration of industrial activity. It's very, very important to look at the impacts.
So the DNR is going to conduct this strategic analysis, and that's a thing with a particular meaning as defined by the state. What does a strategic analysis mean?
Well, what's important about the strategic analysis is that it ensures citizens' rights to participate, and it's the scope of this analysis is broad. So you might think of it as an analogous to an environmental impact statement, where the not just one small issue is looked at, but a broad range of issues and impacts. So when we compiled the petition, we worked with citizens and community leaders to see what the problems, are. What are problems in everybody's daily lives? So there's a long list, 29 pages of issues, and they're from local problems local businesses have to people's concerns about very serious public health issues, endangered resources, loss of farmland. I mean, it's a very broad set of issues. And one reason we worked with citizens on that petition is because this is such an all-encompassing industry in the areas where it's concentrated, it's hard to just sit and list off all of those things. So we wanted to get those all in one place to define, part of the scope of the problem, put that before the DNR, and we are so pleased at the quick response of the Natural Resources Board, and that they're setting a timeline of 365 days to finish this analysis, and we're very pleased at that.
Now, is the goal here to put a stop to some or all frac sand mining? Are we kind of fishing for hurdles and roadblocks to throw in front of the industry with this report?
No, not at all. This is it's not decision making at all. This is gathering information to inform decision makers. So, as you know, there's been a lot of decision making at the local level, and that's where citizens have had some level of say about, how their community looks and how, what's going on in their community. So, there's just so many people making decisions. It is the DNR's role as our state science agency to, look at these issues and gather the information that's already available, look for gaps, and fill those gaps in information. So, no, this report is gathering credible information and sound science so that decisions can be made.
So you've been in touch with people who live in areas affected by, live near frac sand mines. What kind of personal stories have you been hearing from people?
Oh, boy. Stories like one woman who has small children lives on a corner of a truck route. And I don't know if you've seen these. They're very, very, very large semi-trailers, sometimes they're double length and very heavy because they're filled with sand, and they're timed to go about every 30 seconds because the timing relates to how fast they can dump their load at the other end of the line. So this woman lives on a corner by a stop sign, so all day long, 24 hours a day, she hears, you know, and then vroom, and it's very hard on her family. You know, that's their life, is to hear that all the time. At one public hearing, I talked to an older man who's a light sleeper, and he was, you know, in tears. He said, "I've tried everything. I can't sleep. The noise is just too much for me." So he lives in his basement. And there, you know, there's just so many stories like that. I mean, there's very serious public health issues, very serious environmental issues with water and air, but why citizens' voices matter so much in the scoping process are all of those stories. You know, if you don't live in the midst of this industry, you don't know, you just don't know. And I learn something new every time I go out and talk to people.
Have you looked at lessons from other states? Wisconsin is a leader, maybe the leader in frac sand, but other states have it. Are there things that you think other states are doing that we might copy here?
Yeah, Minnesota has done certainly a much better job at having some community dialogue and looking at particular issues. And I think the DNR is intending to look at states that have science and standards that are would work in the frac sand industry. California, Texas, and Vermont have silica standards. It is a hazardous air pollutant, and it's regulated in the workplace, but there is no standard in somebody's home. So, you know, there are those standards based on sound science in other states. So that'll be some of the information available to the DNR to bring in to our quiver of information.
Now that the DNR board has decided to do this strategic analysis of the impact of frac sand, what's the timeline?
Well, the public input during the scoping process, deciding, you know, what needs to be studied, the DNR would like to finish that up by March. And then they are saying 1 year, 365 days, and there'll be another public input period after the draft analysis is prepared. Then the public will have another chance to look at that and make comments. So you know, that's the importance of the department, you know, using the Wisconsin Environmental Protection Act, you know, to ensure that citizens have a say in something that, you know, deeply impacts their lives.
So once this report is done, can the DNR set rules based on it, or would it have to go to the legislature to change anything?
Well, you know, the process of making rules was changed in Wisconsin, which is, you know, not really on the side of citizens. So the governor now has veto power, basically, over rulemaking. It's been very time-consuming. We're very concerned about some Clean Water Act-related rules that are, you know, insufficient and need to be changed. And the department sometimes says that you know, it takes them 5 years to make a rule. So, you know, there's a lot of public policy issues that hopefully the citizens and communities can talk about. You know, we need our government to work for us.
Kimberly, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks.
That was Kimberly Wright. She's the executive director of Midwest Environmental Advocates, talking about some new action from the state DNR, kicking off a strategic analysis of frac sand and its impacts here in the state.